So we will go to agenda item six, which is report and possible discussion from the Texas Water Development Board staff. Gene Devlin will give us updates from the Water Development Board for this sixth cycle.
Good morning or afternoon. So I just have a few updates for you today. The first thing that I'd like to mention is that Governor Abbott appointed George B. Payton the fifth to the Texas Water Development Board. So we now have three chair members. Originally, we just had two. He is originally from Canadian, Texas, and is the president of River Valley Holdings, Inc. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Astrophysics and Bachelor of Business Administration and Entrepreneurial Management from Texas Christian University and a Master of Business Administration from Stanford University. So we're very excited to have him on board, and his appointment was effective immediately. Next thing I'd like to mention is that on July 7th, the board authorized the execution of contract amendments for the 2026 regional water plans. If you're interested in looking at the board item, I have it linked here for your reference. So each region was sent a draft of the updated task and expense budget that will be included in the amendment package. And regions have been advised to provide the revised expense budget allocations and DocuSign information no later than July 19th. So I know y'all are working on that right now. Also on July 7th, the board appointed a member and alternate for each regional water planning group to the Interregional Water Planning Council. The planning groups were sent an email with a welcome letter from our executive administrator, a copy of House Bill 807, and also a copy of the Water Development Board's appointment memorandum. So if you have any questions about that, we can talk about that as well. As a reminder, in August of this year, we'll be releasing the draft irrigation and mining water demand projections. So just be on the lookout for that. And in this month, the deadline for the water planning groups to request changes to historical data for municipal water user groups is due July 29th of this month. After that, we'll move on to the non-municipal demand projections and also the population and municipal demand projections. And as a reminder, we do have a landing page on our website that includes various planning documents such as our sixth cycle plan timeline, best management practices guides, our role pamphlets, contract documents, newsletters, and chair conference call notes. So we are constantly updating this page, and we recently added a few new items. So if you're newer to the planning group, I recommend that you go check that out. And that is all that I have for you today.
Any questions for Gene?
No?
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you so much.